The host of Fat Guys at the Movies, Kevin Carr, joins us now, our usual Friday slot with Kevin, and a big film this week, a film that will probably dominate the box office, did over $25 million just last night during Thursday night previews. The Black Panther. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. This movie is, it had a budget of about $200 million and nearly all black cast, a black lead creative crew. The director of this film directed and sort of rejuvenated the Rocky series with Creed. And in fact, the guy that played Creed in that movie is the bad guy in this film. Yes. Black Panther, and so, and there's a lot being made of the fact that this is a black cast, black creative crew, first black superhero, even though the superhero first debuted in the comic books back in 1966, so the Black Panther's been around for a while. So what do you think from the latest from the Marvel factory?
Well, first of all, it's not the first black superhero or even one who had his own movie, because even in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you've got Falcon and you've got War Machine in there, or the Iron Patriot. So you also have had black superheroes have their own movie. You had Blade in the 90s, Spawn in the 90s. They had a Catwoman movie back in 2004.
That's right. With Halle Berry.
And of course, pretty much anything that Will Smith was in, even Hancock, which was kind of a superhero movie as well, everything from Bad Boys to Men in Black.
Well, then, but why is this being framed as more than a film? Why is this being framed as a movement? Why this movie's being heralded as a breakthrough?
Well, I think because Marvel made a point and said, hey, they picked the... One of the things they're doing is they're trying to diversify their heroes, and they don't want to just have Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and the Hulk. They want to have all these... That's why they've got trees and raccoons running around their stable of characters. And they said, hey, let's take one of these characters that's a kind of an iconic black character and make a movie out of it. And they made a point to, as you said in the introduction, they got a black director, and they got people who, to be in charge of the departments, they got them to be black people, which doesn't always happen in Hollywood. It's not uncommon to have even movies that would be ones that would star the black heroes. They'd be directed by white guys. So I think it's Marvel trying to sort of just diversify their own elements at this time, dropping it during Black History Month and being as big of a movie. And the reception that the character got in Captain America: Civil War, because he had a small part in that, boded well for this movie. So I think it just, I caution people for reading too much into what it is, but we also can't dismiss it as being just another superhero movie. It's sort of like doing for black superheroes what Wonder Woman did for female superheroes last year.
Yeah, same thing. Did you like the film? I mean, was it exciting when grossing? I'm sure the special effects are probably terrific. Overall, are you on board that you'd recommend going to see this film?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's got everything that you'd expect from a Marvel movie. It's got great special effects, some really good action, some humor, a great cast, some really good characters that are developed. It's a little bit outside of the box, because now Marvel's going and doing different things than just a billionaire making a suit that he can fight crime in.
Mm-hmm.
This one almost completely takes place in the fictional African country of Wakanda, which has a great mineral resource that lets them have great technology, but they hide all that from the rest of the world and pretend to be a third world country. And pretty much the majority of the movie takes place in Wakanda. So, of course, it's going to have a primarily black cast, because it takes place in Africa, and there's a lot of black people in Africa. So it's got everything you'd expect, and it's a little bit outside of the box, kind of like Doctor Strange. But I think we've all kind of know what goes on in Marvel now that we can get attuned to that and enjoy it. So, I mean, it's not – yes, it's a great black superhero movie, but it's just a great superhero movie as well.
And, most of these superhero movies, just like with James Bond movies or anything else, oftentimes it's as good as the villain is. And Michael B. Jordan, now I was a big fan of the Friday Night Lights television series, and that's where I was first introduced to him. In the latter couple of seasons of that show, he played a quarterback for the team that Kyle Chandler was the coach of. And he's a fabulous actor. He played, of course, Creed in Creed. How is he as the black guy? Does this film have an effective bad guy?
Oh yeah, he's great as a bad guy. In fact, I think he's got in some ways a better career ahead of him if he were to play more bad guys than the hero.
Really?
Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa does a good job as well. But yeah, it's a good cast because Jordan really helps prop it up, and he plays a formidable villain. But you also got people like Lupita Nyong'o. It's great to see her show up in a movie and not be a CGI character like she was in Star Wars or The Jungle Book. She's beautiful. She's formidable. She looks great on screen, and she can really act. So it's nice for her to have a role. So, yeah, I mean, it's this is a well-rounded Marvel movie. I mean, Marvel's hands were all over this, making sure that it fits in their formula, but also is expanding the universe because there's a lot of talk about superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, they're all the same. All the movies are the same. Well, they're not. And I think that this one, sort of like Doctor Strange or Thor Ragnarok or Guardians of the Galaxy, gives you something as an alternative to just the standard superhero movie.
And then we have a film called Early Man, set at the dawn of time when dinosaurs and woolly mammoths roam the earth. Early Man tells the story of how one brave caveman united his tribe against a mighty enemy, and I'm assuming he saved the day at the end of the movie. This is one of these, it's an animated film or a Pixar film. Is this film fine and fun for the family?
Yeah, it's done by Aardman Animation, and they're a British company. Most people will recognize them for doing movies like Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep just a couple years ago. They use stop-motion clay animation, which is kind of a lost art, and I think it's beautiful that these things get big-screen treatments. Now, the foe that they come up to against is the Bronze Age. They got these... there's a lot of anachronisms in this movie. But these soldiers from the Bronze Age are trying to take over their valley, and in order to defeat them or try and win their valley back, instead of fighting them on the battlefield or going in the gladiator arena, they challenge them to a soccer match, or, you know, since it's British, they say football.
Yeah.
And it's essentially just a story about these cavemen trying to learn how to play soccer so they can beat these Roman-ish kind of soldiers. You know, it's whimsical and funny. It's got some lighthearted stuff to it. And it's not as good as some of the other Aardman stuff I've seen, like Shaun the Sheep or Wallace and Gromit, but still a neat little alternative to what you normally see in animation nowadays.
Early Man and Black Panther. Sounds like there's a lot to go see at the movies this weekend. Kevin, thanks for your take on those films, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies, tomorrow night at 6 on News Talk 590 WVLK.